Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I do want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 25th of September of 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Lebanon, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you wherever you may be tuning in from, however you're accessing the program. I'm just grateful that you tuned in tonight, wherever you are. It's just great, honestly, that you have made the determination, you know, to tune into the program. As they say, wherever you are at, that you may be tuning in from. It's a great thing that you would tune into the broadcast. Of course, you know, phones going off. Not mine. Not mine. Mine is not going off. Some people's devices, you know, just keep going off. It's, you know, you got to keep the auto industry in your prayer. They keep striking. I, in a way, I don't know why the United Auto Workers won't accept less, like, deals than what they're asking for, because you ask me, I think the United Auto Workers Union, it's kind of, some of their demands are a little outrageous. 40% pay increase? Really? That's a lot to ask. I would think maybe 20 would be better. But not like no 40, like what they're demanding. 40 is, to me, a bit much to be asking.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, but it is what it is. But hopefully these union workers can get back to work, because for these union workers, it's pretty tough not getting paid. The ones that aren't getting paid because they're striking. But, you know, you've got to feel for them, at least a bit. But. So anyhow, I did go to that Friends thing down in the Detroit area, and it was it was pretty cool the way they had it. So for those of you who watched Friends, you would know who the characters are. There's the different characters, Chandler, and there's Joey, and there's Monica, Rachel, Ross, and the others. But so I got to sit on the Friends couch, and they had some other different, you know, chairs and stuff, the recliner, replicas of it at least. And it was cool the way they replicated it. They made it rather hands-on, so you could feel a lot of things. Now, I wish that a lot of the live characters would have been there. That would have been cool. Live characters from the Friends show. I can see where some people might think, you know, it's just a TV show. It was kind of silly. It was kind of, yeah. And I didn't watch it a whole lot. You know, certainly not what was on. I never watched it. But I'm not sure that I would say it was silly, like in a negative way. For me, saying it was silly in a negative way would be I wouldn't be so sure that I would be able to say that for and call it a truly negative bad thing. I'm not sure that I would call it that, but I digress. I also want to remind you, for a lot of America, these next couple of weeks, at least the next week or so, the next 8-9 days or more, supposed to become warm relative to the average. So after a couple of days of rain where I am, you can look forward to some warmer days being a thing, having some warmer days. And I'm pretty happy about that, these warmer days that are supposed to come. And you can think of it, what you will. I know here in Michigan where I live, on M Live, there were people commenting like, I want my fall weather. I want my fall weather. I say, keep summer going as long as possible. Summer going as long as possible. I mean, I'm ready for some cider and donuts like the next person. But I don't want it to be yet where all the days only go up to 50 degrees. And to where the night temperature is.
I got your water.
Very low. As they say, it is what it is. But it's great that you would be, it's a whole thing. And related to that, guess what, folks? 3 months from today is Christmas. Literally 3 months from today. And I did hear a radio station that was playing, a snippet of a Christmas song, but it was a commercial for some concert at a venue in December. So in my mind, it doesn't really, that does not count. Doesn't count. So we are still not doing Christmas music yet. Because in my mind, it is still early for it. It is. I mean, don't get me wrong. If that Hobby Lobby store opened today.
It didn't open today?
No, it didn't. But if it did, and I was in there and their Christmas stuff was up, then I would quite possibly be taking a look at it. No, not to buy, just to see what there was, because I would not be buying it this early, to be honest. I wouldn't be buying it this early. I would buy it at a bit of a later time, like November, when it's actually more in season to get the Christmas stuff. It's more like November or so. Maybe Christmas, maybe December, if you're one of those that just thinks, that it's just cool to wait till the last minute to buy stuff. Now, what I do wait till the last minute to buy is the presents. I do. Do you ever find yourself waiting until the last minute?
I do.
Yep. And at least for some things I do, I wait so that the crowds are there. And hopefully we can keep all snowstorms away. Unlike last year where there was one, at least in certain parts of, you know, the Midwest, there was a snowstorm that came, did what a snowstorm does. You know, dumps a lot of snow, brings a lot of wind. You know, in Florida, there's a white Christmas every year. Yeah. There's a white Christmas every year, but it's white sand. Yep, it's white sand every year. Yep. And you can see that it is a thing. Really. White Christmas in Florida. I'm only addressing it today because we're at the three-quarters. But the way I see it, now that we're getting that close, it's only going to start going by quicker, and we all know it. I mean, we all know that that time is going to start moving quicker the closer we get to it. Mm-hmm. Especially once you get through October. Once you get through, why is it that once you get through October, that November goes by real quick too? Have you ever noticed that? But then January, February, there's no way to make them go by much slower. They go by so slow. Unless you're in Florida.
Haven't been there that time.
When were you in Florida? Summer?
Spring.
Oh, so you weren't there, at least you weren't there in like July.
No.
But then again, you were in Arizona,
yeah.
And in Arizona, it can be like over 110 in the summer very often.
Yep, it has been.
It has been, and it does.
Yep.
And 110 in Arizona is not exactly a new thing in the summer. It happens every year just about. So for those people who think, oh, it's a new thing, it's a new thing, it's climate change, it's new, it's brand new. We've never had any numbers like this before. It's the ocean. It's the, it's always evolved, folks. It's always evolved.
Yeah.
It's been much hotter. It's been much colder, you know. And in the last days, the Bible tells us, you know, there will be earthquakes. There will be famines in various places. There will be pestilences in various places. You know, and different things like that. I think different weather can be part of that. I really think so. It didn't say man caused it. God said certain things would happen. Jesus said certain things would happen, though. You know? And it might not have said exactly, you know, things like more tornadoes or more hurricanes or more, you know, like that. But we could say that maybe some of it is just a sign of the last days, maybe. But I don't know that I would say that it's just human-caused climate change, because certain people throw that around like it's candy. They throw it like it's candy for a little kid. They do too, don't they? It's like a candy.
They do.
It's like they throw around the word climate change like it's a sucker to a little kid.
Yep.
If I had a sucker to give to a lawmaker every time they said the word climate, they said that an event was climate change. You know what? I'm not sure we'd have many suckers left. Because they say it so often.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about like these suckers that you get like from the bank. You know, like if you're going to the bank or going there, you're on the bank with your children, by the way, but, but, you know, if you go in there and your kids behave and, you know, they get a sucker. Yes, I'm an adult. I've had a couple of those. Yes, I have. They offered them to me before as an adult. And did I eat it? You say, well, Miracle Man, did you eat it? Yes. No shame. I mean, it's fine. You work at a bank? You want to give me a sucker and I come in? As long as it's my bank.
Yeah.
I won't tell you where I bank, but nonetheless, you know, I come in there and I have an account with y'all, you know, and I want sucker. Don't be afraid to give me one. I'll eat it. But anyhow, buy the sucker for every time one of them screams, this event was caused by climate change. Guess what? I'm sure I wouldn't have any luck. I'd probably just throw it by that point because I'd be so tired of hearing. And then they'll say, like, in the winter, if they were to say, oh, this warm weather was caused by climate change, I'd be like, or this cold weather was caused by climate change, I'd be like, well, where was the global warming that you said was happening? That's what I would say then.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you lie. I'd be like, you lying devil. I'd be like, okay, it's not you that's the devil, but I'm not sure that you're telling the truth. You know? It's like, that one, it's like, anyhow. So, you know, some people might say, you know, what is it about, what's your favorite thing about fall? Well, my honest favorite season is actually, in fact, summer, what's come and gone now. I would say my favorite thing about fall is probably, you know, like, it's neat, like, when you hear the leaves, you know, and we're going in the trees, you know, starting to see a lot of color.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say 20% of the trees, I would say about around here where I live, about 20% are getting color on them. You're starting to see a few leaves come off trees. So it makes it, you know, and it's real colorful. I'm believing God to be able to see that, you know. But, and then, you know, of course, I'm not giving it in any order necessarily, but another big thing about fall I love, of course, is, you know, football. To me, football is synonymous with fall. It really is. Also, cider donuts.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Cider donuts. I've got to go to Johnson's Funkin' Farm, a place that I haven't been to before. It's over in Saginaw, and get me some cider donuts. Because I've heard that they've got some good ones over there. I've heard very good things about Johnson's Giant Pumpkin Farm. Now they have very good cider and donuts, and they have a very big pumpkin maze. I mean, corn maze, excuse me. Like 13 acres. 13 acres, it's probably, I mean, it can't be that hard to get lost in it, but still. You know, seems to me like a pretty big corn maze. And maybe there's a donut in the maze.
Ooh.
I doubt it. You actually have to go in the shop to get them. I wish there were hidden donuts there.
Me too.
Like if they were just hidden donuts, hidden like on a tree. A donut tree. A cider donut tree.
Yay.
That has to be a thing. Do you, any of your listeners know where there's such a thing? Please call me, please email me, please something. Please let me know where it is. I really want one. A cider donut tree. Maybe you know something that I don't know. So that I can find them. Maybe some donut trees. But My guess is that it's wishful thinking, but still, would be pretty neat, honestly. All right. In all seriousness, though, I do want to remind you about a couple of announcements related to the show. These are announcements I give, at least I try to give them every episode that we do this here. And first things first, I want to remind you about a book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's a story of how great God has been, how God has always been on our side. And, you know, you want to know something, folks? You don't have to live this life alone. You can have God on your side, and you can know that God is here for you. God is making a difference. God is making a way where it seems like there is no way. But He'll do it for you. He'll do it for us because He loves us. That's why. And I know for a fact that He's there on my, that He's here on my side, making the crooked path straight. And I can rest easy in knowing this. And it's just a great feeling. And so you can go online, riversofmiracles.com. That is, again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to your life. Amen. And then I also want to remind you, I also want to remind you about sowing a seed in the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you something. Every time you sow a seed, I pray over it. Every time you sow a seed, and I get notified that someone has sown a seed into the program, you know what? I pray over that seed. And I really want to thank you, Laura, from here in Central Michigan, and also Natalia from Honduras, for your seeds that you have sown. And I want to thank all you listeners who have tuned in over the years. I got a notification that thousands upon thousands of people over the years have tuned in. I don't know if every person who has tuned in counts as a listen. What I mean by that is I don't know if every time someone tunes in, it counts as another person or what. But I thank God for that. And it all adds up. And thank you for all of you who have tuned in at least at some point, you know, throughout these years to any part of an episode that you've tuned in. Thank you. And it means a lot. And when I can get the word of God in their ears, it's a great thing. And I know that God is moving on people's lives. And I know that. And I know the power of God. I've seen it work in my life over the years. Part of why the book Rivers of Miracle was written. Chronicalizes, you know, different things that I went through and my mom went through, and how God's been there for us. He's been there for our family. And He's still making a way when it seems like there is no way. He's making a way. And I thank Him. And I thank my Lord Jesus for that. And I know that His hand is out of my life for good, and that he would not hurt me. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And I know that for a fact. And I can just rest in ease knowing that in my life. And you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. Please keep in mind, you know, when you go on the website, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers. R-I-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Related to that, the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those have a capital on them. So please, if you would, kindly make a note of that. I'd appreciate it if you kindly would. I just think of how my mom says that, kindly. And so, you know, and I don't tell you how much to give. It's between you and God. And I got a verse for you. Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. I always say it's according to his riches and glory. It's not according to, you know, certain economic data, not certain economic reports that come out. You know, how did the Dow Jones invest? How did Dow Jones, James Jones, Mike Jones, or any other Jones do? It's not about the Joneses. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And that's what we stand on. It's the word of God. And I know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he wants to make you strong. He wants to heal your body. He wants to heal your mind. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. That's why he does all these things for us. And I know that for a fact. And whatever it is you're going through, you don't have to worry and wonder, you know. But you can just have them on your side. I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. I'm giving you my yes with no exception. I'm giving you my dreams, my visions. You can have my yes. You will come in and come against if you are for me. Presence is my prize and my vision. I'll answer when you ask. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Ooh. I'm giving you my fear of never knowing. Never coming next, I know you've got me. I'll answer when you ask. Even in the fire, you got me. Even in the fire, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes again. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Oh, oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are. Wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Yes. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you, you're the lamp. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. Ooh. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Ooh. Ooh. You're the way, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brave blazing altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the voices sing. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the cord, cleanse my lips, here I am. Ooh. Take me past the outer court into a holy place, past the blazing altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, And it's only by one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the core, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the cord, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the core, cleanse my lips, here I am. Ooh. I saw the Lord, see it on his throne. He was clothed in glory, exalted high, and the train of his robe filled the temple. The angels circled round him and cried, "You are holy, also holy, you and woe is me, for I was unclean, and now my eyes have seen the Holy King, and he cleansed my lips right before I died, and the pillar shook as the angels cried, you are holy, also holy, you are holy, Lord of all. You Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master Jesus. You are holy. You are holy, Jesus. Thank you for what you are for us. For what you mean to us, Master. Thank you, Master, for your beauty, just the beauty of your majesty, Jesus. So great. Such a great God, Jesus. Thank you for your hand being right there upon us. All my life, Jesus, you have been faithful. Thank you, Master, for this time that we have tonight to study your word. Thank you, Master, that as we study your word, you reveal yourself to us, to each one of us, to each listener, every listener that is tuned into this broadcast, by whatever means they've tuned in. Thank you, Master, that you meet them where they are and that you meet the needs represented by every listener tonight, knowing that you know what the needs are, Master, that you'll heal their bodies, strengthen their minds, strengthen their families, and that you'll just be right there for them as they call to you. Thank you, Jesus, as we study your word tonight, that they would be those who do your word, not just be those who hear the word, but not do it and have nothing to show for it. Thank you that they would be those who do it in your name, Jesus. And now, I make my confession over this program, say that sponsors come into this program, that finances come to this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you to go with me, if you would, to Matthew. I'm going to have you go to 18. I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. Hallelujah. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, and they asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, that doesn't mean that as like a 50-year-old, you have to talk like a baby or anything like that. That's not what it's talking about. But unless you have that heart of wanting to learn, unless you have that heart, that's what he's talking about. And he said, tell you the truth, lest your shame become like the Lord's servant, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child, that's what he's talking about, humbling yourself, not being all prideful, not being like Mr. Know-It-All or Miss Know-It-All. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your feet, if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. Not literally. Don't be going home and cutting stuff off for your body. Nope. It's not what it's talking about. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, it is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal hellfire. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out, throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. Verse 10. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones. For I tell you that these angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, wouldn't he leave the 99 on the hills and go look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he's happier about the one sheep than about the other 99 sheep that didn't wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. Verse 15, if your brother sins against you, go show him his fault. Just between the two of you. If he listens to you, then you have won your brother over. If he will not listen, take one or two others along so that the matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. Oh my gosh. Let's do some, pause. Let's do some little math here. Let me think here. 70 times seven. 210, 280, 350, 420. 490 times. 490 times. You're supposed to forgive your brother if he does that, if he's that bad. 490 times? If your brother is that bad? I think it's time to find somebody new. Don't you think? 490? That's a lot. Wow. Wow, man. I never know someone like that. Wow. Jesus answered, I tell you. My version says 77 times. Well, that'd be a lot better. Well, that's better than 490, but still 490? What is he doing? 490 times in one day. What is he doing? what? 7 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to pay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarius. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell into his knees and begged him, have patience with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he paid that. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. The master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all that he owed. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat, turning the page, each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Folks, you see, so, you know, you could talk about all kinds of different sin, you know, and some people could say, you know, what's the worst sin there is, you know, and, you know, the truth is, the Bible says, rebellion is the same as the sin of witchcraft, and what he means by that is this, sin is sin. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's aught against God, if it's something that God said, do not do this, and you're doing it, you are sinning in the eyes of God. Same thing as when you walk in unforgiveness. If you're holding a grudge against somebody, not forgiving your brother. You know, it could actually be a sibling. It could be a fellow believer. Could be someone in your church. Could be your boss. Could be, you know, your parents. Could be, you know, anybody you can think of. But you got to walk in forgiveness. Yeah, but they hurt me really, 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 really bad. You don't understand how bad they hurt me. And it was like so long ago, and maybe they're dead, but it hurts. Well, you got to find it in you to forgive them. You got to find it in your heart to forgive that person of whatever they did to you. And even if you can't go up to that person and apologize, at least forgive them in your heart. At the very least. Because holding a grudge, it's not worth it. It's only going to hurt you. It's only going to hurt your walk with God. I mean, it's certainly not going to help it. I mean, for some of us, that is a very serious sin that people deal with, is walking in unforgiveness. And, you know, and when you walk in unforgiveness, it can lead to things like strife. It can lead to all kinds of very bad things. Like what we read tonight, where that guy who had the debt canceled goes to that other guy and chokes him. Over it. Oh, really? To the point where he used violence, which you know, because, and so then you got like strife going on there, and gotta be able to walk in forgiveness with one another. All you have to do is say, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me. You know. And sure, some things may be easier to forgive than others. You know, maybe someone did something, said something, maybe, you know. And whether they meant it or not, you got to at least be able to forgive them. I mean, even when you got children in the home, you know, if your kids ask you to forgive them and repent, you as a parent should be able to forgive them. That doesn't mean they don't have to suffer the consequences of what they did. I mean, depending on what they did, maybe it's necessary for them to suffer the consequences. But at least you forgive them in your heart, and you don't have that, hold that ought against them. Jesus said that if we have ought against a brother, you know, and you're trying to take communion, if you're trying to take communion and you got some ought against a brother, then, or a sister, you know, or some other human like that, then the rest of us are either supposed to wait on you to get it fixed, or you just not partake until you get it fixed. God does not like you walking in unforgiveness. You have to have it in you to forgive those who have sinned against you. Whatever it is they've done, whatever it is they've broken, you know. And you know, you've got to be able to just have this walk of forgiveness. And this might not mean, always mean that, yeah, they can come back over to your house again or whatever, depending on the circumstances. But, you know, we can at least have it in us to forgive them who have wronged us. And you know, he has one of, you know, this isn't something I made up. It was in the Bible. There was a lot of red letters in there. Red letters? When there's red letters in your Bible, it means Jesus is speaking. I know I'm believing God to see it with my own eyes, but I know, smart enough to know, that when Jesus is speaking, those letters are in fact red letters. And we have a problem in a lot of our churches in America where preachers are not reading the red letters. They're not reading the red letters of Jesus, which is a problem, because the red letters are very important. And obviously, they're red for a reason. I doubt they're red like the Coca-Cola logo either. So if you're looking in there and what you actually see is a red Coca-Cola logo, I don't think that's the Bible. as much as, at least it's not blue like the Pepsi logo, but still. Nonetheless, you know, we gotta have it in us. You know, sometimes you just got to examine yourself and be like, how's my attitude? Am I forgiving people or not? You know, that doesn't mean that you have to like everybody. You do got to love, and you do have to have it in you to forgive those who wrong you. And you might not like somebody, maybe, whether it's because they did, that doesn't mean it should be why. But not everybody's going to like everybody. I'm serious. We're not. But God does say that we're supposed to love people, even if they have done very, very, very wrong by us. But we have to have it in us to walk in forgiveness. That's a requirement by God. It's But it's not something that I came up with. God came up with it. So, you know, you do with it what you want to, but that's from God. But you to walk in forgiveness and not let, you know, others take you astray. And you can do with this message whatever it is that you want to do with this message. Do with it what you want, but at least take it to heart. Please. 7:30 a.m. And not just blow it off as, oh, it's another thing. He's trying to get into my business. No. I'm not trying to get into your business. I mean, I'm the miracle man. I want to see miracles happen in your life. I do. And one of the ways to keep miracles from happening in your life is to walk in unforgiveness. But if you walk in forgiveness instead, then you're showing God that you mean business. And you're showing God, oh yeah, I'm ready for you to move on my behalf, Jesus. And then you're showing him that you mean business. That's why this is important. It really is why this is important. So you can be right with God and have what God wants you to have. Because truth is, God wants you healed. God wants you delivered. And if you need forgiven of some things, you know, just confess before God, and he's just, and he will forgive you. If you forgive others of their trespasses, what they've done against you, and you've done some of your own things that you need forgiveness for, guess what? God will forgive you. He will forgive you. If you don't forgive them, then why should you be expected to be forgiven? Why should you expect to be forgiven by God? I mean, that's how it works. I'm trying to think how rocket scientist that is. Trying to think here. Rocket science. No, it's not rocket science. But Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this in our hearts. That those of us who have to work on this forgiveness thing, may we deal with ourselves and get it in us to walk in forgiveness like you want us to. And for us to be forgiven by you when we've sinned against you, Jesus. And I thank you for your forgiveness, for your healing power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, we have some football stuff to go over. I will start with something where a couple of my predictions went wrong. That's right. I'm going to take you first to Midland Community Stadium Friday night where I was in Midland Homecoming. The Midland Chemics fell to the Trojans of Traverse City Central. by a score of 20-13. Isaiah Henderson had a decent night at quarterback. You know, could have been better, but was all right. He was defended a lot. By some real tough Traverse City Central kids. Noah Wall did run the ball quite a bit. He had a touchdown. Catch from Isaiah Henderson. And the Canucks fell 20-13. Got a backup quarterback come in later on, but threw two interceptions within like 49 seconds of each other. One of them, and the first one, went back for six by Traverse City with a two-point conversion that was no good to make it 2013 Trojans. Canucks will travel to Traverse City on Friday to take on the Titans of Traverse City West at Thurlby Field in Traverse City on Friday. Bow High Chargers, they fell also on Friday to the Traverse City West Titans, 24-21. Pretty close game. It's just the Chargers just couldn't get it done. The Chargers will host Traverse City Central on Friday at Emerald Stadium for homecoming. Michigan got a nice 34-13 win over Rutgers at Michigan Stadium. They will now hit the road on Saturday. I'm not sure where they're going. Michigan State did lose 34-10 to Maryland. And that team to the south, 17-14 win over Notre Dame at Notre Dame. So the Bucks with another big win. Lions, a nice 20-6 win over the Falcons. They held the Falcons to only field goals. And it was a pretty nice game by the Lions. It was good to see what they were able to do. Goff, you know, threw for a couple touchdowns. He did not throw an interception like what he did the previous week. Now, but we did have a big injury as one of our guys had to be carted off the field. It's never a good thing when one of the guys have to be carted off. I don't know, Jamie, Brady is a JV player. Have you seen anyone be carted off yet? Have you seen anyone be carted off the field yet? Anyhow. Tonight, the Bengals are home for Monday Night Football. I think they play the Steelers, I believe. I would say, or whatever they play, they will be playing shortly. I will be listening to the game on the big one, 700 WLW Cincinnati. That's right. I can hear that station from my house at night. I will be listening to it. We'll see who they think going to beat them Bengals, who have started 0-2. But Joe Burrow is listed as a game time decision. So we'll see if Joe Burrow plays tonight at quarterback for the Bengals of Cincinnati. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Whether you are or are not.
Yeah.
Is that what... Have they ever given you a consent form for something or for you to not sign off and say no?
I'd say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, like on the form.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
Because, like, I don't know if you have surgery done, you're supposed to sign a consent form.
Oh, right, right.
Well, like procedure or whatever.
Yeah.
But generally, by the time they ask you to sign it, you already approved to do it, though.
Right, yeah.
If you decided not to, chances are you're not getting the form.
Right, exactly.
But if someone proved you to get the vaccine, and they gave you the form to sign, I'd be like, no!
Yeah, no way.
I'd be like, I'm signing this paper, but I'm writing no.
Yeah. Nope.
Saying no, I am not interested in your crazy vaccine that messes people up when they take it.
Exactly.
I think that's why some people are acting so crazy.
I think so, too.
Do you think that's behind some of the crazy drivers, probably, is the vaccine?
Probably wouldn't surprise me.
It'd be like, you took the vaccine!
Yep. Wouldn't surprise me.
Did you see that ice cream that was in my freezer?
Oh, you want some ice cream?
Yeah.
I'll get you some.
Yeah. It's the vaccine! It's the vaccine!
Yeah.
They're like, let's see how it worked for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't work. It's the vaccine, really.
There's two different kinds. There's a little bit of moose tracks, and then there's some chocolate.
What's the chocolate one? What's it say?
Just says Belgian chocolate.
I'll try Belgian chocolate.
Okay.
What's that mean if it's Belgian chocolate?
I'm not sure. Made with local milk and cream.
I don't know.
Just says premium Belgian chocolate. It must mean it's better.
Or tastier or something.
Yeah.
So he's tested positive, even when they Have they ever tested it just to see or anyone was sick?
No, he's just always just been tested once when he's been sick.
Whatever it is, they're taking it, it's been routinely positive.
Yeah.
It's almost never negative?
Yeah, it's always.
So it's positive, right? Is it? When was the last time you know of that he got the test and it was negative?
I can't even remember. It's been so long.
But that positive rate with him is 100%.
Yeah. Yep.
If they tested him on, do you think the only way he would test negative would be if it hadn't been in his system for a couple of weeks?
Probably, yeah. That's probably when.
You think that's the only way he could test negative?
I would think so.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have found it.
Yeah. Yep. He always gets this way. That's why he wanted to go right now, because he knows he has it so much. You know, he knows what it's like, so he knew he was getting it.
And he was probably slept.
Yeah.
Did he have you ever tried to say, Mom, I will probably test positive? Have you ever said that?
Oh, yeah. Because he knew. And I knew, too. I knew he would.
Do you let some people end up with COVID?
Probably.
They know that they will probably test positive with COVID?
Probably.
Which means they will count for like 8 cases in the last 4 years, and that's just 100 people, like 8?
Yeah. Some people have gotten it a lot, I'm not sure.
Have you ever heard of someone having it like 8 times?
Not that I know of, but I know
someone had like four
times. Like a friend in Arizona.
Let me guess, they took the vax.
She actually ended up getting the vax, yeah. She didn't at first, but she ended up taking it, and then she still got it like 2 more times or something.
Was one of them super bad?
Well, with her, they're always bad because she's always so dramatic. Who knows, you know?
Was she ever hospitalized or not?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
So she wasn't hospitalized or went away?
No. Never that bad, no. But still bad, you know.
And with the first wave, so much of a higher percentage of them were hospitalized or on the ventilator.
Yeah. A lot of people that I've heard, you know, have been, but.
More so the first wave, though.
Yeah. Seems like it to me.
And now there's talk that they are trying to plan for another virus.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Do you believe that too, that there's talk of another one coming?
Yeah. I don't even want to think about it. I hope not. Close everything down again.
I bet there's someone planning.
Something, yeah.
After all, next year is another presidential election.
Exactly. So somebody's got to try to look good and save everybody from this horrible thing. No.
Maybe this time I'll just say it and it won't come.
Yay! Yeah. I hope not.
I know that's what'll happen. I hope just like a plan for it, but maybe be ready.
And then it
does. None of that stuff comes.
Right.
And then everybody goes to vote in person. Some people go and vote in person, and then this person gets a compliment. Yay!
Yeah.
And the devs just all go hide somewhere. Yeah. Oh, that would be so nice.
Wouldn't it? That'd be great.
And that would be so perfect. And then the devs all go to, like I said, you know, California, Washington, and Oregon, and they just go out there and do their own little.
Uh-huh.
They have their and, you know, some books from the rest of us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we all get our own little thing also.
Yeah.
Separate.
Oh, yeah.